This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. I'm impressed. Moon Talk leads to Sinatra. Love it. Name the next line, Elliot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You don't know this song?
I know the song. I don't know the lyrics.
Come on, man. All right, Frank Sinatra with us. So is Elliot Shore Park. So is Devin.
Yeah, it's classic. Yeah.
It's a classic. It is.
I know the "Fly Me to the Moon" part for sure.
Yeah. I have a friend from college who had a really good singing. Like he's from right outside New York City, so he would just sing this song like Sinatra constantly.
Wow.
I think that's the only reason I know it. If that makes you feel better.
That reason's like not the best reason to know it, but it is a good story.
There you go. All right, from Borgata on this Friday morning, hope you're having a good start to your Friday. Phil's had a good start to their Thursday, had a bad end to their Thursday. Now, not the end of the world, just a game. Unusual to see Zach Wheeler, you know, kind of get hit hard there in that fourth inning. I think it was, what, two doubles, a homer, a single. It was. I mean, not in that order, but it was a lot going on. It ended up being four runs, and he loses and they lose. But a great job by the Phil's. By the way, compared to last year, here's where they are. Because we talk all the time about that incredible start last year. Well, now I'm going to do this based on games played, not date. Because who cares about date? Let's talk about games played. So they have played 56 games so far. Last year, they were 38-18. This year, they're 36-20. So they're only two off that pace,
wow,
which was like a historic pace. Now, what made it historic is they did it for about another week and a half. So up until through the first game in London, because remember, they won the first game in London, lost the second game, and they were cruising through the first game in London. With the first win in London, that's when they got to 45-19. So, you know, this team, just as a for instance, can't get to 45-19. This team's 36-20. They'd have to win nine straight to get to 45-20. And, you know, probably not going to win nine straight, but they just did it the other day. So point is, they're tracking in a good direction and have a lot of good stuff going on. 215-592-9494.
I'm just so impressed by how they've rebounded from that. In retrospect, not a long stretch, but I feel like it was 2 weeks where they were really struggling.
I think it was 4 weeks.
Yeah, there was talks about, you know, firing the manager. I'm just so – this team is very rarely, to me, counterpunched, like fought back. And I'm just so impressed that they are where they are. I really thought we were heading towards like a mediocre, disappointing season. And to be here is – it's very impressive by what this collection of players has shown.
I agree. Yeah. I'm with you. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of fighting back, the Knicks did last night, not within the game, but the whole game, like start of the game. They punched back from game four, and they won pretty easily last night. So it sets up a game six this weekend. Obviously, Knicks and Pacers, and Knicks handled business last night. Let's go to the phones. Kenny in East Oak Lane. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
What up, Kenny?
How are you, bud?
What's happening?
How's it going?
So let's talk about – I didn't get to see the second game, but I saw the or listened to the first game on the radio. Gosh, they always make it a nail biter at the end, man. I'm like, just strike him out and end the game. And it's just like, oh,
yeah.
Dribbler up. I'm like, come on, get him out. And then finally just they called a strike from the call. They said it might not have been, but whatever. We got the win.
You're right. That was a very shaky call. I agree with you.
It was an advantageous call for the Phillies, for sure.
Hey, listen, when the pendulum swings your way, you take it.
Amen.
So I think that Wheeler has enough stones to hit somebody major if he was going to retaliate. I don't think the nine-hole hitter is like, oh, yeah, let me do this. This is cool. So I don't think it was intentional. I really don't.
I think most people are going to agree with you, Kenny. It wasn't like people afterwards were like, oh, yeah, he got one.
Mm-hmm.
Like that people didn't react that way. So you might be right. It's certainly possible.
Yeah. You guys were talking about Jalen earlier. Joe, I know how you stand. I know where you stand on him. And, you know, rightfully so because it's been so up and down. But this is the year that I want you to gauge how you feel about Jalen Hurts. I want you to give him a chance and see what he does.
Because oh, I will.
I believe
of course.
that he adopts excellence. And now that he has that taste of that Super Bowl in his mouth, because you saw what he did when he got the taste of the defeat in his mouth. He was like, I'm not going to lose this game again.
MVP season is what is coming, is what Kenny's trying to say.
Well, let me ask you this, Kenny, right? Because once he lost that Super Bowl in 2022, right, he was voted the second best player in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Got all these sponsorship deals. Didn't have a great 2023. Like, let's be honest, right? Like, he rebounded in 2024 and won the Super Bowl. But how do you feel about him going into next year, considering the 2022 to 2023 thing?
So what I also want to say is that Jalen has been handled by a lot of offensive coordinators,
to say the least.
And it's adjusting, and there's always an adjustment period and everything like that. I didn't agree with them promoting within for the 23 season. This one, I'm not too sure about either. I really wish they would have brought some other candidates in and saw what was out there.
But 100%.
Interesting.
Continuity, you know, within the organization, all right, he knows this person, he's comfortable, but we tried that before. But hopefully it'll be better. Like
That's a good way to put it. Hopefully it'll be better. Kenny, give me a great answer for what's crazy. You can win the Phillies tickets.
So it has to be playoff baseball and CBP, man, the pandemonium. Ooh,
good answer, dude.
Everybody hates everybody. If I was an opposing player, I'd bring an extra set of shorts, man. I'm telling you, because these fans.
Well, Kenny, I love it. You know I love it. And obviously they got a great winning percentage down there through the years. What's the but?
Well, losing 6-7 at home really
takes
last year, 1-2.
And last year.
Yeah, but 6-7
at home.
They lost
three of their last four home playoff games.
Correct.
Yeah.
Three of their last four. And versus the Astros, they lost their last two.
So other than that, it's crazy.
So meaning when
now they had multiple wins in between.
No, I know. Here's a fact. In the last three seasons, in their final two playoff games at home, they're 1-5.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's crazy.
That's a fact.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Let's talk to Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, team. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
All right. So I have a fun fact for Phillies related. Yesterday, watching that first game, Schwarber hit that. He crushed that ball.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, he has to have hit the longest home run by a Philly. So I just Googled it. 60 years to the day. Dick Allen hit the 529-foot home run.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was going to be when you said,
I thought, Schwarber's home run when they played the Padres in
the
playoffs. It
was 488.
Wasn't that, like, the longest? Or it was his longest.
Well, it may have been his, and it may have been that stadium.
And it wasn't here.
Nick,
the Dick Allen thing, and I'm not trying to be ignorant here, I would imagine the technology wasn't as good on figuring it out. I mean, did it land in a spot where they could tell, or was it one of those, like, it's so high, it's so far, they're doing math to come up with an equation?
True. It was at the
Connie
Mack Stadium.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
I love how you question everything.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
The Adam, dinosaurs.
Well, let me give you, for instance. So there's often talk, baseball, I'll use the word lore, maybe it's a fact, that Mickey Mantle hit one like 560.
Mm-hmm.
Did he or didn't he? I don't know. I mean, I know this. When I see Schwarber hit one that's 480, like the one Devin's talking about in San Diego, and it's hard to imagine one can get hit much further.
Yeah.
Do I think Mickey Mantle hit one 80 feet further?
Well, they said
probably
Mickey Mantle
not.
Hit it off the top of the white fence in Yankee Stadium, which seems impossible.
Yeah, so like, I don't know.
So I just like the skepticism.
I just pulled up a story about the Dick Allen home run.
Yeah.
And it's like basically what they did is it went out of the stadium. They went outside and there was a guy there who said it landed here. So that's
not scientific. Not very scientific.
Reliable.
That's funny. That's good.
That's Joe science right there, man.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Well said, Nick.
That's why I have some skepticism in me. All right, Nick, you can win the Phil's tickets. What's crazy?
Can I ask Elliot a question real quick?
Go for
I love
it.
The Go Birds podcast. And
oh, thanks, man.
Another opportunity. So, in your opinion, Elliot, who should start at right guard? And are the Eagles in trouble for this even being a question at this point? And should they bring in a veteran?
Yeah, so I think it should be Tyler Steen. I think he played well last year. He's been here. He has familiarity. Could they be in trouble with that? Look, last year I questioned the offensive line. They had a new guard, a new center, and they were maybe the best offensive line in the history of football. So I think I'm done questioning Jeff Stoutland and his offensive line. But I don't think a veteran could hurt. The one name, not a veteran, but I don't think we talk about enough, but we do on the pod, I guess. Trevor Keegan, I think, like, in the second year could be a very quality backup offensive lineman on the interior. So, yeah, I think they'll be fine on the offensive line.
Good deal. Nick, what's crazy?
Man, the craziest thing that I've ever seen, my jaw still drops when I see this. Nick Foles running over to the sideline asking Coach Doug if they could do the Philly-Philly.
Yeah.
And then running it to perfection en route to him beating Tom Brady in Tom Brady's greatest statistical game of all time, man.
All right, Nick, for...
Philly,
I was going to say for the contestant having one correct and beat the hammer already, but I can't go that far. I'll mail you a dollar. What's the only mistake Nick Foles made in that whole sequence?
Ooh.
I'll mail you a dollar.
I don't know.
He ran to the wrong side.
He called it. He named the wrong play.
Okay.
Remember he said you won Philly-Philly, but it was actually Philly special?
Well, I think they called it Philly-Philly.
Yeah.
Like, their vernacular was Philly-Philly, but then afterwards Doug said the Philly special. But when they called it in the huddle, I think it was called Philly-Philly, play vernacular.
Listen, maybe Hammer's in a hole here. I thought Nick said it wrong.
I don't think that's correct, but... Okay. Maybe you could be right.
I just know there was a Philly-Philly and there was a Philly special, and like...
One of the craziest things about that, and I think this is like a great stadium moment, is just being there in Minnesota. The silence initially after he caught the ball when everyone's trying to figure out what still happened is so awesome. And then, like, you know, obviously there's a lot of Eagles fans. They figure it out and everyone goes crazy. But that silence, even in the press
That's
box,
great,
of like,
man.
What? Yeah.
Well, another underrated part of that play never gets discussed. Even if Foles had been covered, which he was obviously utterly uncovered, so was Torrey Smith, utterly uncovered. Trey Burton could have thrown either player. The bottom line is the Patriots were so confused there were two guys completely uncovered.
Good point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.